Gladys, what I tell you about slamming that fridge door?
We running late, Mama. I need to get this chicken in the oven. Charles! Charles!
How can you cook with a table full of bills? The water, the electric? This one promising to shut off the lights at the end of the month.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Waiting on some money. What do you think? What did I say about the living room?
I said I'd do the carpets, and I did them.
When did you vacuum? You ain't been doing nothing but keeping the TV company while we in here doing all the work. You go be watching that screen in the dark. We don't get some money in this house. My bursitis is giving me hell. Still, my hand been itching.
Mama, you know you need to rest. I believe that money coming too, hon. My hand's been itching all morning too. Maybe my compensation is finally coming through.
Charles, please, don't start. The restaurant hasn't called you in for 2 weeks. You still haven't sorted that out. Just apologize.
I didn't do nothing to that man. He propositioned me.
And your compensation been coming for 6 months now.
I thought money was coming from that ebony spread.
What did I say? I always knew that ebony story was a mistake. Too many lies in it. And Charles, I will rest when I'm dead, thank you. But you need to at least lift a finger to help. I'm so scared we're gonna lose this house. I can faint with worry.
Charles, you see Dinah Shore, that new car commercial? I bet she got thousands for that ad.
And she was pretty as a picture, sounding like a nightingale.
Hop to it, Charles. I bet you haven't done those carpets at all. It's a disgrace.
They were just done yesterday. And besides, we got plenty of time, Mama. Why, I can vacuum those carpets in a jiffy. Did I tell you about the time I laid on a whole dinner of steak, lobster, 3 salads, and Romanoff potatoes, plus canapes, plus dessert, and I ain't had nothing but an hour's notice for old Blue Eyes himself and his friends?
At least 20 times. Sardis, New York. And you got busted that night with the maitre d'.
Ooh, honey, he was worth it. The old days. Oh, now if you gon' sing, hand me that salt, Gladys.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. That's the G.I. Jive. A rudely toot, jump in your suit, and make a salute. Oh, hell. He's here already.
You need to let me in.
No, I don't.
Well, then I will say it out here. Listen to me, Missy. I don't care what or who you used to be or what kind of singer, artiste, penthouse or flophouse you came from. To me, you're just a liar. You said you were paid a full arrears by 3 p.m. yesterday. You have not done so. You say you got bills to pay. I got bills to pay, Missy. You pay your rent. You paid or you are out of here at the end of the month. Don't make me have to come back here again with the bailiffs and the police. The end of the month, you hear? That's 3. Count them. 3 days!
A On this week's edition of The Hot Seat, we'll welcome Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin, who is also chair of the Congressional Committee on Un-American Affairs. How are you, Senator?
Actually, I am deeply concerned about the moral fiber of the country. Between the communists and the homosexuals, America is in grave danger.
Please have a seat, Mr. Evans. Dear Charles, can you get that for me?
Please call me Mike. I hope I can call you Gladys?
Of course. But officially, I'm Mrs. Charles Robert now.
Yes, and all that will be in the documentary. Today I brought with me this camera and my tape recorder. It's just preparation for filming.
And when will that be?
When will what be?
The filming!
Here's a nice pot of coffee for you two. And a fresh butter pound cake. None of that Sara Lee off-the-shelf business.
Well now, that looks delicious. I believe I will have a slice if you don't mind.
How do you take your coffee, Mr. Mike, sir? Sugar? Man, I bet you sweet enough.
That's all right, Mama. I'll take care of this. You go rest now. Go on. Have a lie down.
I will at that if you gonna act like I'm a nuisance. But not before I say my piece. Mr. Mike Evans, my daughter is every bit as a good singer as Dinah Shore or Pearl Bailey. So many of the supper clubs are closing now. Why is that? Maybe you could help us. My Gladys was the brown bomber of sophisticated song, America's greatest sepia player of the piano. You remember that? You hear?
Thank you, Mama.
Don't thank me. My child, always, no matter what else. You be sure and tell him about Barbara Stanwyck and Cary Grant.
Wow. What about Cary Grant and Barbara Stanwyck?
Mama, don't you have something in the oven?
I thought you told me to have a lie down. Besides, Charles is keeping an eye on the cooking. Oh, well. I'll go see.
Your husband cooks?
Why not? He eats.
Well, I just mean that's pretty unusual.
Not for him. He eats every day.
Husbands don't usually,
Well, you see, Mike, my husband is a professional cook.
Oh, well, that explains it then. Where does he cook now?
In the kitchen.
Oh, gee, put on my hand.
Good grief. I hope they're all right.
Just family, Mike. Don't mind the noise. You were telling me about the filming.
This cake is scrumptious.
Help yourself to more. The filming. When do we start? Will it happen here, or will we be using one of the studios in Hollywood?
Well, you see, Gladys, that all depends.
Depends on what? I'm all ears, Mike.
What can you tell me about Cary Grant? What can you tell me about Barbara Stanwyck?
What do you want to know?
Everything. Just start at the beginning. I can see you've fallen on hard times.
What would you know about that, Mike?
Contacts, Gladys. You know as well as I do the world runs on contacts. Besides, it's obvious even to me this is the wrong side of town for a star like you.
Gladys! Mama's falling in a behind and can't get up!
Oh dear. Maybe too much pound cake?
Excuse me, Mike. I need to go see to my mother. Charles, you stay and entertain Mike.
Hey, Fatso, what you gotta show us?
Yeah, come on, Fatso.
Shut up and give her a chance.
That's right, pretty lady. Now see, she know my fat back. gonna season her greens.
Greens always need meat.
Man, nobody needs your little old chicken bone. I know I'm fat, but as I get a good look at you, I can see you are sure enough ugly. Damn! I know your mama sang the god-awful blues clapping eyes on you. Somebody hand that ugly man a drink. So how do I look?
Honey, that is so classy on you. You should wear white all the time.
The hat isn't too much, is it?
It's the top hat that makes it.
I always look good in men's clothes.
Do you want to be a man, Gladys?
Shucks, no!
You awful butch, though.
Now, Maggie, you ought to know there is nothing awful about me being butch.
You going out there, Gladys. Bring down the house, you hear?
Where'd you get those duds, Cab Calloway?
Honey! Cab stole my suit off of me. Better not come for this one. Cause Gladys, she ain't got nothing on under here. But you like how I fill it out, don't you? I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Man. I was talking to your wife.
Well, Mike, how do you do?
Yes, I'm fine. What's it like being married to Gladys?
Oh, I like it right fine. Suits us both. And California is so nice and warm. Not like Chi-Town. Truly, that gets colder than a nipples on a witch's tit. Oh, don't mind me, Mike. I have the nastiest mouth.
No, that's all right. Chicago is pretty cold.
Juicy, though.
I beg your pardon?
My mouth. It's very juicy at times.
You all right, Mike? Charles, get Mike some water. What happened? Something go down the wrong way?
Here's the water. You all right now, Mike? Oh, you just fine, Gladys, aren't you, Mike? How's Mama?
Well, Mama is all right. I swept up that salt she slipped in. But mostly she's okay. Her pride hurt more than her ass. I mean, her derriere. You go make it up to her while I sing this song for Mike. I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. Listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me.
So I walked to my door like a good girl should. He stopped me at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on the married life for me. A guy is a guy wherever he may be.
Okay, stop. I didn't know you were a Doris Day fan.
Isn't everyone? Has Gladys told you how we met?
No, but hey, that's a swell idea. Can I get a picture of you two together?
Sure, like this?
Oh, honey bun, let's do it right. More like this, Mike. Go on.
Shoot us.
You were telling me how you met?
It was, as they say, kismet, wasn't it, Charles?
If you say so, Gladys, I'm not going to contradict you there.
Charles had just been sent home from Korea.
You were in the service. An army man, eh?
My left, right, left. My legs are shaking, my britches too tight, my booty's shaking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, march.
Well, I'm a Navy man myself.
Ooh, I love sailors, don't I, Gladys? That's how I ended up back here.
He was injured in Korea, see? And funny enough, we ended up in the same hospital.
Both recuperating from our little old shell shocks. It didn't take long, though, for us to know we were made for one another.
We had so much in common.
You know, it's kind of like kismet me talking to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm from New York. My father used to party a lot. Mind if I smoke? He said that back in the day, all the best parties were up in Harlem.
No kidding.
Yeah. He said that in the whole of America, no one knew how to have a good time like Negroes. Gladys, can I play you something?
Go ahead.
Only if it's real Negro, Mike.
And here she is. The one, the only, the haughty, the delightfully naughty, Gladys Bentley.
What's this? This isn't what you promised to pay me.
Too bad. It's the recession after the Depression. Take it.
You haven't heard the last of this.
The cops are coming for you, Gladys, and the club owners want to sue you. Dressing like a man used to pay, but now it gets you in trouble with the law.
The club just wants to control my act.
I'm just the manager, but they say you belong to them.
They say a lot of things. Most of it lies. This ain't the only gig in town. I'm headed for Broadway. I'm making more records, and I'm gonna have my own band, maybe my own club someday. You watch me.
First wander down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye, and in every shop window I grinned passing by. A new manner of fashion I'd found, and the world seemed to smile all around. Till it wilted, I wore it, I'll always adore it, my sweet little Alice blue gown.
That silly little girl over there, the one drinking like a fish, she needs some help. She get caught here, Hollywood will never forgive her. Kick her out, quick, before the cops come.
You need to worry about yourself.
I can handle them. She can't.
Gladys, you something else.
Now you can't get more Negro than that, Mike.
That's nice, but I want the real Gladys Bentley. The Clam House, the Madhouse, Ubangi Club. You once said...
No,
That was a long time ago. The world was different. I can't even remember half of it.
I got $5,000 in cash that could jog your memory.
$5,000? Mama! Charles, you hear that? Mike is going to give us $5,000.
See, I thought he was nice when I clapped eyes on him.
What do you want to do, Gladys? Put on a show?
Yeah, that's it. Let's put on a real good show.
Were you one of her sepia dancers back in the day?
I wish I was, but no. I can help set the atmosphere if you want us to put on a little show. And Mama, too.
I want to see you in the white tux and tails, like in the old days.
Went out last night, had a great big fight. Everything seemed to go wrong. I looked up to my surprise. The gal I was with was gone. Where she went, I don't know. I need to follow everywhere she goes. Folks say I'm crooked. I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Sure got to prove it on me. Sure got to prove it on me.
When did you know, Gladys?
Know what?
About this. About women loving women.
I don't remember not knowing.
Oh, hold me tight, Gladys.
Is that better?
Yeah. Gladys, you know I love you, right?
You said that before.
Well, I mean it. This time, I really mean it. But it's really hard living like this.
Keep a roof over your head. I keep food in your belly. I love you till daybreak. But it's over. I know. I can always tell.
I love your skin, the roundness of your belly. I love the gap in your teeth and your hands pounding all over the piano, all over me, and your sweet roar, your beautiful mouth. Where would my world be without those parts of you, Gladys? Maybe if we could go to part of Spain, maybe we would be freer. It wouldn't be like this. We could be palm trees and rum cocktails and women loving women wouldn't be a sin. A Creole world with a Creole soul. I am so sick of dancing and singing for white people who want to forget that we picked their cotton and got lynched when we didn't. Take me to part of Spain, Gladys. Take me to somewhere else.
Where's Maggie?
Her old man come get her. Said she not coming back.
She'll be back. She always does.
In the meantime, here's a new girl we got to look after. Go on, tell Gladys your name.
I call myself Josephine Baker.
What you do, Josephine?
I dance, and I sing too.
Do we have to worry about Some old man coming to get you, too.
Not with someone like you to protect me, Miss Bentley. I've heard all about you.
Sweetheart, I heard about you, too, Mrs. Baker. No secrets in Harlem.
You from New York?
No, I'm from Port of Spain.
Stop lying, Gladys. She's from Philly.
It's not a real lie. My mother from there.
But why say you're from there when you're from Philly?
Always gotta give the people a little something extra. Like my white suit. Ask yourself this. Why are we setting our hair straight with grease and shellacking our head with egg white? It's a little something extra.
Exotic-like.
Exactly. White people don't like to be reminded of everyday Negroes, do they? When they come up here to these clubs, they're here to forget. In the footlights, we're not even colored, are we? We are Creole. We are sepia. We are a chocolate review.
That's all right at night and in these few blocks north of 110th Street. But honey, in the daylight on 5th Avenue, we just plain darkies.
Now, ain't that show business? Mike, haven't you noticed that we're in the middle of a witch hunt? McCarthy has come for Langston Hughes, even Lena Horne, for God's sake. I can get arrested just wearing that suit now. Unless I have a permit. And there's no money in drag anymore.
Look at you. No tux, no top hat. All swapped for a yellow apron, a ridiculous flowered hat. You were truly something else.
I was. For a while.
And they've all deserted you. The liberal sympathizers. The rich patrons. The beautiful girls, the boys you protected. How many offers came to you from bearing your soul in ebony?
What business is that of yours?
It's all business, Gladys. I bet some of them made out well. Some of them owe you. Tell me, Gladys. Name names. Confirm what we know. You symbolize so much. You broke every barrier. Gladys. Don't disappoint me. Your friends, the other women, the gay men, where are those dancers now?
My act is contemporary jazz and pop. I have been mainstream since the 1940s.
I don't care about that. Who cares about that? You are sitting on a fortune. What you know about the old days could keep you in clover for the rest of your life. Tell me about the glory days of the commie pinko fags. Let's start with Cary Grant.
Guess who I saw today?
Guess who I saw?
Los Angeles is so amazing. The streets are so wide. There are stars everywhere. Go on, guess who? Guess who I saw today?
Let me see. Male or female?
Now that's a good question.
Ooh, someone living the life?
You're getting warm. I'll give you another clue.
Don't make it too easy. Hollywood is barely larger than Harlem and only half as discreet.
But don't you feel it's a bit easier here, Gladys? Can't you feel the openness, the wildness of the West here?
I don't know yet. You like it, though.
I do. Gladys, I do. I like it very much.
So go on. Who did you see?
Marlene Dietrich.
Wow, what was she like?
I don't know. I was in such a state of shock.
Were you starstruck?
Oh, nothing like that. I just couldn't believe she was in your tux. And it looked...
Let's do it, Marjorie. I'm ready now. Let's get married.
Gladys, now that's what I mean about the West. It brings out the wild in everybody. do mean it, Gladys. We can do it here, you know. We can do anything in California.
It won't be legal, though.
Who cares about the law, Gladys? And since when did the law protect you, or even me? I'm as white as you can get, and I've got money that my family will never let me have. It doesn't matter. They hate what I am.
Miss Bentley, I'm Dr. Krantz, and I understand you have been on hormone therapy for a few years now, but with mixed results. Today, I want to start you on electroconvulsive therapy. You may have heard it called shock treatment. You just sign your name here and here, and we can get started. I need you to lie down, and the nurse will strap you onto the bed. It's important that your hands and feet are kept immobilized during the procedure. We will insert a guard into your mouth to stop you from biting your tongue and cracking your teeth. The electrodes are attached to your head, on each hemisphere of your brain. The electric current will pass through your body in a series of pops, sometimes 15 seconds, sometimes 30. We've been using ECT since 1941, so we know what we are doing, Miss Bentley. You have nothing to fear. The only real side effect we have seen so far is that some of your memory may be lost. But first, you need to sign.
I'll take that down payment now, Mike.
You haven't given me anything. Your songs are nice, but I need names, places, dates.
Leave, Mike, or whoever you are.
You're the one lying, Gladys. You're the one pretending you're cured of your lesbianism. Bull daggers and pansies don't change.
Ooh, who are you calling a pansy?
Mike was just leaving.
Gladys, you know Charles almost killed me in the kitchen.
Mama, Mike is just leaving.
Oh, I heard all this music. You two seem to get on like a house on fire.
Mike has mistaken me for a fool.
Well, Mike, let me help you with your equipment.
No, that's okay.
I insist.
And don't forget your camera. Oops. Oh, shoot. I didn't know it was loaded.
You people. I'm trying to help you.
You need to leave the lights on, Gladys.
At 3 a.m. Come on, Charles. Get on with it.
For God's sake, keep the noise down. The way your voices carry, you can hear you two in Beverly Hills.
Miss Gladys, you don't know how to not shout.
Charles, you shush. You can't talk, your mouth run like a drain.
If we're going to do this, and it's stupid, because I have never had to stoop to this in all my 65 years. Honestly, I'm too old and too dignified to be climbing my ass out of the fire escape in the middle of the night.
Look on the bright side, Mama. At least it's a nice night. Lots of stars.
Charles, did you pack what I told you?
Yes, ma'am.
I still don't see why we have to be like this. Doing a, what you call it?
A flip.
A flip? What kind of word is that?
English. Marjorie taught me that word.
Ah, that kind of English. Marjorie. I liked her.
We've been over this time and time again. Shift your butt through the window.
I'm stuck.
What do you mean you're stuck?
My ass is half in and half out the window, child. I can't move.
Ooh, please, Gladys, can we turn off the lights now? My eyes.
We will just give you a push, Mama. Hold tight to the fire escape ladder now.
You go next.
No, you go.
I got one last thing I have to do.
I've already done it.
Ooh, that's what I love about you. Always thinking ahead.
You two lovebirds need to stop. because I already have put the open can of pilchards. You know where.
Mama.
I fell in love with you the first time I looked into
them bare eyes.
And you have a certain little cute way of flirting
with them bare eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, I'm stalling in a great big way for you.
My heart is jumping. You started something.